Joel, appreciate the time. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for coming on. So you were undrafted. You know all about this Heat culture. Just what is it like for you right now to see the Heat one win away from getting to the NBA Finals with all these undrafted players?
I'm loving it. It's been great to see. Obviously, the level of basketball, has been really good. Spo really has those guys rolling, and they're playing extremely well. But in a style that's unique to Miami, that represents that culture in terms of coming with that underdog mentality. And you're able to see that every day, and right now we're able to see the results of all that hard work that those guys have put in.
When you were in Miami, you knew how good of a coach Eric Spoelstra was, but I think the rest of us did not. What did you see from your coach back then? Because now he's right now pound for pound the best coach in the sport.
He was one of the things you need to be successful is consistency. And, those are some of the things that he drove into, all those teams, in terms of his attention to detail and, making sure that we're as well prepared, for one, like whatever we're going to go through. But just to be able to, go through all those practices, I remember just, every year, every day, honestly, like it was always something that he was always trying to perfect with us. And with the Heat, like that standard is something that carried over to everyone in the organization, and those are very important things to Spo to make sure that guys were as well prepared and that they played the style of basketball that would that represents that culture in terms of the hard work, discipline that goes into it. And, like I said, he has them in a really good place right now.
Now, he was always controversial early on because there was that thought maybe Pat Riley would eventually come on back. And I know he was in the organization from 1997 to 2008 before becoming the head coach in that 2008 season. Was it obvious early on in your tenure with the team that he was going to be a really good head coach? Like, did you have a lot of belief in him early on?
Oh, I think we definitely. I know for me, I guess there's some bias. Spo is the coach that really gave me an opportunity, early on, and it's the same narrative. Giving an undrafted player an opportunity, the fact that he was looking to look wherever, and it was about if you were putting in the work and you were going to. Do well, you'd be given the opportunity, based on the work that you put in. So there's trust in terms of, the talent that he saw. It didn't matter where you came from, where you're drafted and what your, even like what your salary was, Spo was about, having guys come in to be able to produce regardless of, their, that type of background. And, you also saw like the work that he put in, the same way that, he demands, a lot of, a lot of hard work, a lot of hours. And, it's obviously extremely, difficult for some people to go through, physically, mentally, in Miami. Spo is someone that, that has grown up in that system as a professional. And he does it himself, and you see like the time that he puts in and what all those things mean to him. So the work that he puts in, even though he's demanding it from his players, it's coming from him and his staff as well, with all the time and detail that they put into every individual, and then as a collective as well.
Joel Anthony here with us. So you have two championship rings from your time with the Miami Heat. When you look back at those teams, what are the memories that come back to mind all those years later?
The time we were to spend together, I think, off the court more than anything, like just, talks in the locker room and, just those, some of those downtime moments, the plane rides, like those are the things that even then, And honestly, it was actually something Spo would talk to us about. Like, these are the things you're always going to remember. Like, we're going to look back on these things and, you know, definitely appreciate it, you know, so much more, because these are the things that, you know, even then, you know, we knew how special that was. You know, we knew how special those times were, and we never took it for granted. Yeah, and I think that was something that was extremely important. You know, fortunate to, you know, obviously play on such a good team, but it was also such a close team as well. And so those are the things that you probably look back and appreciate more than anything.
Joe Anthony, the night where LeBron James elected to take his talent to South Beach, what do you remember about that evening?
I remember being at home and at first wondering why I had opted out of my contract at that time. And this is a huge mistake for me, and there wasn't any room for me. I wanted to be back, but, you know, not being too sure how the business of basketball was going to be. Like, Miami was obviously where I always wanted to return to because of the opportunity. But, you know, obviously with Bron signing, like, that was, you know, that really changed it because of the expectations that everyone had. And, you know, my agent eventually, you know, explained to me and, you know, calmed me down and told me that, you know, there's still going to be an opportunity. And, you know, I was very excited, you know, that there was a possibility for me to, you know, re-sign with them and to be a part of that, you know, for them to want me to be a part of that. So, like, when he, you know, made that announcement, it was, you know, extremely excited, you know, for me to see that. And just like everyone else, I remember looking outside my condo and seeing fireworks right after he said that he was taking his talent to South Beach. You know, I saw all the fireworks outside downtown Miami. You know, people were excited. You know, from day one, obviously. So I was definitely the same way.
And now LeBron just wrapped up year 20 in the association after getting swept out of the conference finals by the Nuggets. He talked about how much he has to contemplate his future, and it starts all the retirement speculation. Were you surprised when you heard that from LeBron last night, or not so much?
A little bit, just because no one's, you know, thinking too much of it. Obviously, it was something down the line, but, you know, everything with him, you know, you're thinking of at least a couple more years, which is still a lot. You know, that would put him at, what, like 22, maybe even if it was just a couple more, and at his age. But he's obviously held off Father Time for an extremely long time and has played at a high level, you know, even up to this year. You know, was still able to play at an extremely high level. So it was a little surprising to hear that. But, you know, it's hard for, I guess, people to realize that he is, you know, human, even though, you know, he obviously does extraordinary things on the court. But, you know, this is something that all basketball players, you know, even, you know, someone as great as him, you know, have to think about and have to contemplate. And so, you know, I'm sure he'll, you know, take the time, you know, to get away from the game a little bit and, you know, just kind of go over things, you know, with himself and, you know, with his family and think about what, you know, he wants to do, wants to do next.
I got to think he'll be returning, though, for a 21st season, right?
I would assume so. Yeah, I would definitely assume so. But obviously, you know, like he said this right after losing, you know, in the conference finals, and like you said, like getting swept. So, you know, the emotions and everything else, is those things are still raw and, you know, new, and it's very difficult to deal with getting, you know, losing in the playoffs, especially when you get that far. I'm sure after he takes some time, like I said, like he'll be able to come to a more sound, you know, decision. But, you know, the talks about it isn't something that's too out of the ordinary. It's just you never really heard it from him, which I think is what people are really surprised about.
Joel Anthony, in this next great chapter of Heat basketball, you see the greatness of Jimmy Butler I've been talking about, like, he has a killer instinct like Michael Jordan and also the late, great Kobe Bryant, and he had these playoff heroics like Kawhi Leonard as well, as we've seen throughout the years. Well, what do you see when you watch Jimmy Butler play?
One is toughness. I see the toughness and that will. He likes to say, like, he's just out there hooping. And, you know, just his ability to, you know, be able to stay within that moment and play, extremely high level basketball, but, you know, also on both ends of the court, you know, which is what's, you know, extremely impressive as well. You know, he's, you know, really just built for, you know, that organization. So it's great to see him, you know, have success there. But, you know, he's really just, you know, on, you know, a really incredible, like, tough-minded, you know, player that, you know, is obviously, like, leading his team to, you know, what appears to be, you know, an eventual finals appearance again.
And you got to feel good for Bam, too, because he's been up and down as well, Bam Adebayo. He's really started to come together these last few games, and he's been a huge key for Miami to be able to go on a run like this.
Yeah, and he's someone else that fits, you know, very well into, you know, into the Heat culture. You know, a tough player that, you know, again plays both sides of the ball. You know, more of a prototype big for this generation of the NBA. So, and it's all about, you know, his steady improvement. You know, he's still learning and. Nothing is going to get you, you know, more prepared, you know, to have success in this league than going through these battles in the playoffs. And, you know, he's been able to, you know, take this time to, you know, to continue to improve. And, you know, as, you know, from the Heat standpoint, you know, as long as he's trending up, you know, at the right time, you know, you couldn't be happier. So, you know, it's definitely great, you know, for him to have, you know, this success now at, the highest level when his team needs it the most.
Put on your basketball cap here, Joel Anthony. When you go out to the Western Conference, we know the great career so far of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray being back and at this level for the Denver Nuggets is so big. Just what stands out to you about what you've been seeing so far when you watch Denver?
How balanced they are. You know, they share the ball really well. To have a player, like Jokic, who's, you know, so unselfish, and, you know, the ball is, and especially for a big to have, you know, the ball run through him as much as it does, and, you know, he's always able to make, you know, the right plays for them, and when he has to, you know, for himself as well. So it's similar to, you know, to someone like Bron, who's, you know, obviously been able to play, like, you know, amazing, unselfish basketball. They're extremely well coached as well, by Mike Malone. I'm actually a fan of his. He was with us with the national team, with the Canadian national team years ago, but has always been a really good coach, and it's great to, you know, see him have success. And like I said, the balance and the confidence that team is playing with right now, and they have, you know, an absolute star, superstar in Jokic. It's a lot of really good basketball that we're able to see.
Before we let you run, Joel Anthony, this new chapter for you as the GM of the Montreal Alliance, just what have you kind of learned about yourself and how you've been enjoying the opportunity as of late?
It's been great for me, to be able to transition into, something else within the game, something else that I love. Like, the front office side has been a lot of fun for me. It's been a lot of work. I've definitely, I have a new appreciation for, you know, some of the executives that I've been able to know throughout my time of playing, just because of everything that goes into it. But, you know, a great learning experience, and, you know, time for me to be able to help out my basketball community back home in Canada as a whole, but, you know, more importantly for, you know, the city I was born and raised in Montreal.
Well, thanks so much for doing this. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate you.